You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
I love everybody. I trust only a few, and I do harm to none. Please get this in your spirit. Love everybody, but you don't put your trust in everybody. That is a process of time and integrity. You'll get hurt if you put trust in people when it's not, they don't deserve it. I don't care how well they talk, it don't matter.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Am Healed. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Mark chapter 15, verses 22 through 24.
Jesus is the remedy for your stain. He's ample if you could just pour him in and then tumble with him. Get into the cycle and shut the door to it and let him do his work. When you come out of your spin, you'll be better. Today, he's applying the ointment and the cure to your system. Let him do the work. And believe God. Jesus was sent for healing. Number two, he was sent for wholeness. Wholeness. I'm talking about 360 wholeness. Not just your face being whole or your feet being whole, but even behind you and on both sides, from the top to the bottom. He wants you whole and sound. And the third thing is salvation. It's salvation. Let's break it down a little bit. Healing or health. That's the first thing. He wants you to be healthy. And I want to add to that wellness. That covers mental health. And when I deal with something at 11 o'clock that's really powerful about trauma, you're going to understand that God is concerned about it all and healing it all. Health and wellness. Why would I be healthy physically and I lose my mind? God wants you healthy and to have your mind to be clothed. When he delivers the demoniac, when his foot hit the soil, the demoniac began to cry. And when Jesus delivered him, the Bible says, you know, this man was blind. He was caught up with a demon spirit. But now I want you to go home and be clothed in your right mind and get back with your family. He didn't set him free to then run. He said, I don't even want you to go with me on my world crusades. But take your healing home and make it well. Thank you, Lord. I decree health and wellness over you in Jesus' name. Wholeness is the second one. Wholeness. Please get it. It means totality. Totality, faith, family, and finance. Totality, not just finances. Shout because you made more money, but shout more because your faith has made you well. And you've got to grow your faith. Money only lasts for a while. It doesn't even buy love. You got to work on it. I can't get no help. God wants totality in wellness and wholeness. Faith, family, finance, then fun. Can't please him without faith. Money is like blood in your life. You gotta be, if you're anemic, you're not gonna be whole. And finance. Faith, family, and finance. Finance and family. Everybody's important in the family. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Totality. Go for it. Save it. Glory to God. God wants men to be savior, sanctifier, and satisfier.
Amen.
So savior, sanctifier, and satisfier. Savior, you got to save her. She had a broke leg when you met her, but fix it. Save her. You don't say, oh, you got a broke leg, so you're always beneath me. No, I'm going to save you. You always come underneath my thought. No, I'm going to save you and then set you free. Just like Jose did.
Come on now.
I'm not just saving you, but when I save you, I'm going to set you free and give you an inheritance. Never make you feel like you're trying to work in the favor. Sanctify, you do that with words. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. I'm going to help you. I wanted you to grow. You're the best ever. Not one or two times, all the time. Until she's built up. Glory to God. Buy a purse and some shoes that match. Three S's. God will bless you. Ladies, you're not off the hook. Shoot. You're not off the hook. I try to help you, but you don't say amen, man. Get lost with that, man. I'm trying to help you, man. That's right. I'm preaching my guts out. The man is savior. Say, you want, that's right. Ain't nobody laying it down like that. Nobody's talking like that around here. I'm not the only preacher, but I'm telling you. When you hear the truth, you better grab it. How many of you have been in this church over 5 years? Over 4 years? Over 4 years? Over 3 years? Good. Then you know me. That's good. Jesus don't teach that disease is punishment. Dis-ease, he wants to heal. He wants to heal. He's not looking at you saying, I want you stuck in a perpetual state of dis-ease or diseased. I want to add health, wholeness, and salvation. Glory to God. He was always concerned about healing the sick in the body. Paid close attention to the mind as well. Even with the demoniac. As Ruth chased after her divine connections, we need to chase and pursue after and believe God for our healing. Even though healing may be obscure, say healing is named Naomi. Get away from me. Go home. What if healing said that to you? I'm not doing it yet. I'm going to wait a little while. Go home somewhere. I don't want you. You got to let healing know I have a divine connection with you, and nothing you say or no feelings are going to stop me from pursuing after you, because it's my benefit. Think about it. Because healing sometimes is elusive. But tell your healing you can't get away from me. Entreat me not to leave thee. Whether you go, where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people, healing, will be my people. Your God will be my God. And where you die, I will die. I'm going to always be with you because you're my family member. I want to speak that over your lives. Stop letting healing's elusiveness push you back. Connect. And don't let it go. We wear divine connections too loose fitting. Like we could take a jacket off and say, I'm done. No, if it's a connection, hold on to it. Thank you. A divine connection. Hold on to it. And I'm connecting you with your healing. I'm connecting you in the spirit with your healing. Don't let it go. Glory to God. is yours. Don't let it go. In every area of your life, don't let it go. Go after it with the same fervor that Ruth went after it. Not knowing what was on the other side of her pursuit, just to stay close to Naomi. If you can get this healing, you don't know what's on the other side of it. If you're able to do what you do with this dis-ease, what can you do? If he can fix it. Oh my God. Set your affection on him and on his word and watch healing come. God told me to tell you, if you set your affection on him, it's not that you're going to pursue him. He's going to start chasing after you. Glory. You won't be able to escape. You try to ride out, he's going to be riding with you. You want to get mad and say something, he's going to be talking back to you. No person, God said, I'm going to contend with you. I want you that much. I'm going to run after you. He's going to push you. I said it the other week, he's going to push you, right? Nobody likes to be shoved, right? That's with men, you can't do that. Now, y'all used to it, throwing your hand on your hip and then shaking your neck and saying all of that stuff. And men today are passive, they let that go. But listen to me, don't do that to me. You can talk to me, but don't do that to me. Just calm down, talk to me. But God is about to do that to you. God about to get up in your face and push you. Thank you, Lord. Power, uncommon favor, strength, and healing. Thank you, Jesus. That's how he's going to push you. Push you right into your destiny. Oh, my God. It's going to be fuel for you. Thank you, Lord. How do you access it? Number one, you got to unify. Disunity will block healing. So look at areas where there's disjointedness and align it. Don't contend with divine connections. He uses it to pump in healing. Think about the body and all of its systems separate from each other, and they're not working congruently. That's disease in itself. And if you are walking separate in your system from the totality of God's plan, you're not going to see him pump into you what he needs to pump into you so you can be whole. If you just unify, you'll start seeing systems work better. Obey his word. If God tell you to tell somebody I love you, go and tell them. Even if you don't like them. Amen. How many of you know love is greater than like? We try to put love on the same plane as like. But you cannot like a person, but you still need to love them. That means I'm going to help you. I'm not gonna walk and ignore you. I'm not going to do it. Nobody can come in a room and make me shift. Past, present, or future. Because of resentment or something like that. I may not like you. And I certainly don't trust everybody. I love everybody. I trust only a few. And I do harm to none. Please get this in your spirit. Love everybody. But you don't put your trust in everybody. That is a process of time and integrity. You'll get hurt if you put trust in people when it's not, they don't deserve it. I don't care how well they talk, it don't matter. Love everybody, trust what? And do harm to none. Be obedient. If God tell you to love somebody, he's telling you that. Even if you don't like them, do it anyway. When you do so, favor is coming. And elevation will follow. Write it in your notes. Get ready for the shift. I can see this church healed. Get ready for the shift. Get ready for the shift. I said it before, I need to reiterate, please make sure you repent of all disunity and strife, attitudes that hinder unity. Repent. This is the time to do that. Lord, if I've been an agent of strife or have held on to things, I need to let it go. Because as we close out this year, we don't need strife entering into the new one. Amen. Let these hurricane force winds blow away strife. Stuff is lingering from the pandemic. The pandemic only exposed what was already there. We were hateful before the pandemic. We were self-centered before the pandemic. We were isolationists before the pandemic. All it did is expose the dis-ease that was already there. Now we need to cure it. Let the wind blow it out. Oh my God. God is about to command a blessing over your life, over your families, over your businesses, over our ministries. He's going to command the blessing. Thank you, Lord. It's coming a shift, and I want to be ready for it. It starts with a nudge or a push. There will be a sudden shift in your thinking about healing. Instead of it coming, you're going to say it's here. It's with me. It's at work in me and in my systems. Thank you, Lord. I found out that when healing takes place in your body, one of the first things your body does is get hot in that area. It also swells. We think all swelling is bad. Glory to God. But God sometimes will allow the hotness and the swelling to take place when he's trying to heal. Thank you, God. You don't know what to do with it, so you back away. No, you nurture it. Continue to stay connected and don't isolate when it swells. Because God, it'll look worse before it gets better. You don't even know healing is taking place. Oh, but you swole on me. You swole up on me. You swole it. Well, maybe God, that's what healing looks like. It gets sore too, even to the touch. Help me, Jesus. Oh, my God. You mean to tell me I can be in the midst of healing and because it's sore, I'm going to walk away? Do I stick with the salve and continue on in the process? There's going to be a sudden shift in your health. I decree and declare when you go back to the doctor and eat right, your blood work is going to be better. I ain't just talking that noise and preaching the gospel, man. You got to put some stuff away. Chitlins. I make $1 million. If I decree your blood work now, I make $1 million. What you gonna do? Healing is God's business. He's gonna correct it, but health is ours. That's right, health and wellness. That's right. Health and wellness. Health is our business. Healing is God's. Now, I was raised in a southern home, and we had at least 5 carbohydrates on our plate. That's some good eating, man. That's some southern food, right? Dressing with hen in it. Macaroni and cheese, rice, cornbread, before you lift up your ecclesiastical nose, you know you used to eat chicken feet and chicken lips. So don't get with me with that. But the older we get, we got to start thinking about health. My mama said, eat everything on your plate because there are babies in Africa that don't have nothing. But I'm full. Eat it all. Got to grow now, right? And maybe you're a late bloomer like me and didn't get the knowledge. When people bless preachers, they bring them cakes. They get mad if somebody bring me $100, but they'll bring me a cake. Am I supposed to eat it all? And if I did, if I ate what you bring me, I will be taken in death for 30 years. But if I say I want healthy, whole foods, then I'm proud. And I should be humbled and ride around in a Yugo so you'll feel better about me. But I ain't no fried chicken eating, no Jericho wearing bishop. I finally realize I have stock, and the longer I can stay alive, the more people I can save. So I got to refuse your dainty treasures. And whole foods cost a little more. Invest in me and in my health so we can live a long time. Y'all understand now? There are people, if they presented something to me and I took a step back, they think that's proud. But I have preference. And the more healthy you become, the more you dial in the preference. Church folk think that when you have preference, it's pride. Really, it's salvation. There's some things you should say, that's not me. That's not me. That's not me. I choose not. And it's okay. It's not pride. So if you're going to give me a party, ask me what do I like. Because I may not like what you bring me. It will be better with you and your kids too. You just don't do it when they're extremely young. You give them choices. They will develop preference when you give them good choices. But you should not let a kid dictate to you what they want and who they are, and they don't even know themselves. Thank you, Lord. See, healing is coming to all of us. In our mind, the way we process things. Lamar, do you want steak or do you want chicken? That's a good choice. Do you want peanut butter and jelly or Kool-Aid? That's not a good choice. Even though I chose the peanut butter and jelly, the two choices are off. That's where parenting comes in, to make sure it's a healthy choice. And then you start shaping it and training them up. Preference comes out of the training and the choices we make. The shift is coming. Thank you, Lord. A sudden shift is coming into your family. Expect it. He's going to heal it. In your family, healing. Rapha is coming to your house.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, I Am Healed, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2310-0808. That's reference number 2310-0808.
It is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we encourage you to take this month to honor our shepherd, Bishop Merton L. Clark, our dedicated pastor, teacher, and mentor. All cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Sow some love on our website, truthrevealed.org, or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed 2. Checks should be payable to Truth Revealed and indicate Bishop Merton Clark on the memo line.
Marriage Enrichment invites you to the Couples Date event, featuring the delightful comedian Michael Jr. and his spouse Michelle as they present Funny How Marriage Works on Saturday, October 21st at Calvary Chapel, Melbourne at 7 p.m. Contact Jeff and Brenda Williams or email marriageenrichment@truthrevealed.org for details.
Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started. If you have recently finished the new members' orientation classes, please send your completed gift assignment to connect@truthrevealed.org so you can learn where to get plugged in to serve.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.